With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Shop Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
All right, so the end of the podcast yesterday, Shime was, it was like the end of like an action movie where like the last thing happens, like sort of after the credits.
Yep.
It happens in those, like the movies that Keith likes, the cartoons with the action figures. What's that called? Like Marvel movies?
Yeah, Marvel movies.
Yeah, like the
they're not cartoons, by the way. They're
They're for little kids, Shime. You'd admit that.
Nah.
Like anyone who retweets trailers and says, "Oh my god, that's kind of sort of embarrassing, right?"
No, not at all. I do the same thing. Just because you're a hard, oh, I don't watch Marvel movies doesn't mean
I know
it's
you
for
do.
Kids.
No, I'm busting your balls. Of course, with kids, you have to watch them. Although, it's in that gray area that I still don't know which ones they should be watching, because it's a 3-year gap in their age. So the 9-year-old could watch some of them. The 6-year-old still can't because he thinks this. He thinks it's, he's probably listening now. He thinks it's real.
True.
Like I think it was last winter, we were like at a weekend ski thing with our friends, and their kids are a little bit older, and so they're watching Thor or Doctor Strange or one of them. I'm like, Bennett, you can't be watching this because he thought it was real. So I'm having fun with it. But at the end of those, like the second or third, like after the credits, it's always like 2 or 3 scenes. So Shime yesterday, very much like Doctor Strange, version 9. He hopped on and said, "By the way, bet the Vegas Golden Knights money line."
Sure.
And so
did.
I looked it up this morning, and they won in overtime. Does that count
yep.
for you?
Sure
did
does.
You say are you sure you didn't say in 60?
I'm positive.
Are you
I didn't
sure?
say, because
are
the regular
sure?
money line was even money. And
yep.
I said, yep, bet the Vegas Golden Knights. There's no way they should be an underdog against anybody. And what do you know? The Vegas Golden Knights won.
They win in overtime. Part of a busy slate last night. No Bruins,
yeah.
But a busy NHL slate last night. Had some action as well. I was not involved in any of that. Was very focused on the show. I do have an NBA bet for tonight, Chris Shine. We are still waiting at 10:18 Eastern time for word on Josh Allen. Any rumors out there? Any buzz? What is Chris Shine hearing this morning on the interwebs about the UCL and the right elbow of Josh Allen?
All I'm hearing is that it's probably like a slight sprain, but I don't think that necessarily means that it's anything serious. I don't know. As of right this minute, I don't expect him to miss time, is what I'll say.
That's what so Dr. Shime is reporting no miss time.
Yep.
Let me just double check this. So at least as of yesterday, the odds were telling you that the market thought he might miss this game. This thing opened at 8. At one point, it was 8.5. You can now get the Bills at 4. It's 4.5. So even since yesterday, Sean, what was it? Was it 5.5 yesterday? We were talking about this. It was Vikings plus 6 yesterday. It's
yes.
now down to 4.5.
Wow.
So the betting market is telling us that they think that Josh Allen's going to be limited all week and be questionable to play in this game or not play at all at this game. Right. That's if we follow the betting markets, and they were not great last night as it relates to the elections across the country. But in the sports betting market, a lot of times this will dictate. It did a couple weeks ago that Mark Andrews was going to be in or out. I forget which one it was. This line is telling us, given all the money that the Vikings are taking, that somebody thinks that Josh Allen's not going to be 100%. They're not taking this because the line was a bad line. It was a fair line to open it. Bills at home, loaded offense against a Vikings secondary that, and I like the Vikings, that is a slow secondary that Josh Allen, when healthy, should be able to pick on, specifically with Gabe Davis, but we'll save that for later on in the week if Allen plays. My reaction to this is 4.5 means somebody thinks Josh Allen is not playing or going to be limited. Your reaction to Vikings now plus 4.5, Grisha?
Yeah, that would be my reaction as well, that somebody thinks that Josh Allen is going to be at the very least limited.
Yeah, I'm trying. That's the odds right now. The public betting, boy, it's even more significant now on the Vikings. 68% of the bets and 85% of the money, Shime, on the Vikings plus the points.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I said yesterday, if you love six, you should be hammering six, and clearly that's what the people did.
Yep, they grabbed their six early. It's now 4.5. They're expecting an update today. I've heard mixed things, like could miss a week, going to try to practice through it and play through it. The dude chucked at 70 yards after he hurt his elbow. Like, so I'm not entirely buying in that he's going to miss the year, but I'm glad we did that exercise yesterday, because if for some reason we get that news today, people should be advised that, you know, go look at the Dolphins' odds. Some of that stuff has crept down a little bit already. So people are betting it just in case, a little action bet in case it doesn't happen. But as of Wednesday morning, no official word on Josh Allen. It ends up being, if Allen plays, one of the better games of the weekend. I was looking through the slate, doing the early walkthrough last night and today. Without the Patriots, you want some marquee football. And you get it at 1 o'clock. If you get Josh Allen, you get it at 1 o'clock because you get you might even get it at 9:30 a.m. because the Bucs and Seahawks game I kind of like.
Should be a good game.
The Bills and Vikings at 1 is pretty good. The 4 o'clock slate, you know, the national game we all going to get is Cowboys at Packers, which
yep.
We've seen that act before. And then another Cardinals-Rams. They play every week. Those teams play
feels like it.
Every week. But we'll walk this way later on because, Chris Scheim, folks, before we get to an NBA bet for tonight, you're headed to Vegas when? Tomorrow?
That is correct. I leave tomorrow night for Vegas.
Okay, so you're going to Vegas. Have you been to Vegas before?
Never. Fun fact about me, I've never been west of the Mississippi River.
Not like, so what's the furthest west you've been in our country?
I think Cincinnati.
Oh, baby, that's not west at all.
I know.
Holy
I'm aware.
Smokes.
I haven't had an opportunity to. I've been every state up and down the eastern seaboard. I've never been west. That's all.
All right. Well, I have been 3 or 4 times now with the station. I've not gone just recreationally, but at least 3 times. I think it might be 4 for different boxing events. So I have some Vegas advice for you. I would advise people. I'll tweet this out today from the account. People who have been to Vegas. Vegas advice for Chris Scheim at BetQL Boston. At BetQL Boston, you're going to be there for what? 3 days.
That is correct, at least, right? So Thursday night I get there, I'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I'm coming home on a red-eye Sunday night into Monday.
That's 3 full days. Yeah. That's it. My first note is that's 1 day too long,
as you will find out on Sunday. That's the perfect amount of time.
You're younger than I am, but to me, 2 days is perfect. Like the Thursday, even the Friday night and then Saturday, Sunday, fly out Sunday plays. I've done it a couple times where it's Thursday and then I fly out Saturday night, and that also works because we'll see. You're gonna experience something I don't think I've experienced more than 1 day there, and that's the full NFL slate. Like I did the full college slate,
so,
and it was flipping wild. Like it's hard not to control yourself and not want to bet all the live action you can bet. And that we had a huge fight that night. It was I'll pull it up in a second. It was a major upset, and so it was just. The city was crazy. It was, by the way, the March of February 2020. So literally, on the precipice of COVID, and the place was flipping wild. Like 2 weeks later, things got shut down. But that Sunday, I'll be texting you to see how you're feeling on that Sunday.
I'm excited. Well, so my buddy, the reason I'm going out there is one of my best friends is getting married
in Vegas.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
baby,
in Vegas. And so there's like 10 of us in our friend group that are going out there. And so he's been there. He's been in Vegas now since last weekend. And so he said, don't worry. Last Sunday, I went and scouted out a couple of different sports books, figured out which one might be the best and most fun for us. So that Sunday, when you guys are here, we're just going to find ourselves a sports book, plan ourselves there.
The day after his wedding?
Yeah. Jim? Oh yeah. God.
That's a bad look. I'm sorry. That's a bad look.
It was
him.
His idea.
I understand that, Shine, but the day after your wedding, if you get when eventually you get married and you have an awesome girlfriend, so eventually that happens, she doesn't kick you out before then.
Hopefully.
If you go gamble somewhere the next day after your wedding, I'm going to have to call your card on.
No. This is what they want. Like this is the whole point. Like it's a very casual wedding in Vegas. Mm. It is not. It's going to be like 70 people. It's like it's a super chill thing. They want people to kind of enjoy themselves in the city, and it's a little different than what you may be accustomed to.
Yeah, it's a lot different if the wife is like, yeah, sure, go bet football all day from like 9
she will be in the sports book with us
8 p.m. Again, that's
she'll be drinking up a storm and enjoying it.
And it was Wilder Fury when Fury upset Wilder in February of 2020, which was it was wild. So people have advice for Shine. I have a couple of small things. Like I'm no Vegas expert, and I would defer to your buddy on the best sports book to go to. I have found that none of them are really bad. I'm sure that in the last 2 years, I'm sure it's changed even like. I have friends who go to there for work a lot, and they're like, it's nowhere near like the crazy town it was before.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you guys will find a good spot. So if you have advice for Chris Shine going to Vegas, Shine Goes to Vegas, which should be its own little Twitch. What is it called? Like a real life?
An IRL stream?
Oh, that would be great.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. But BetQL Boston on Twitter. BetQL Boston on Twitter. One local game tonight, Celtics and Pistons. If you've not checked your local MVP odds today in the NBA, folks, Jason Tatum is now third in the MVP voting. He's had an unbelievable start. He has made the leap forward. He's averaging almost 9 free throws per game, averaging over 31 points per game. He has been awesome to start the year. He is 7-1 to win the MVP. The Celtics are 12-point favorites tonight against the Pistons, who are not very good. There is a lot of money on the over, Shime, in this game, and I understand why. The Pistons are giving up an average of 117 points per game this year, but when you look a little bit more closely, a lot of those big games came early in the year, and they've been a better defensive team the last 6 or 7 games. In fact, when you look at their even just the box score check, they have not given up that sort of points in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. They've tightened up defensively. Celtics win this game. Not sure they cover, but I'm going to go against the public here. I want the under, and the idea being, one, the Pistons are better defensively than they were early in the year when they gave a million points to the Hawks and the Golden State Warriors. And number two, I think the Celtics could win this game comfortably and go to the bench here late in the game. So the public is on the over tonight, Celtics and Pistons there at the Garden. I want the under, 119.5 at -110. That's my Celtics bet tonight. If you're interested in a prop bet, this is not a public pick for me, but if you're going to do same game parlay tonight with the Celtics, I would take the Jason Tatum over on 7.5 rebounds. Those are the two things I'm looking at, but the second piece is just, hey, if you're looking to put something in your same game parlay, but I want the under on Celtics Pistons tonight. I'm sorry, under 119 on their team total. God, I'm an idiot. Under on their team total, 119.5, which has been bet up the last two points the last 2 days. I think they'll win, but I don't think they're scoring 120 points. So under Celtics team total, 119.5 against a bad Pistons defense.
All right.
My Celtics.
I like it. Look at you.
You looked at the NHL a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Chris Shime gave out this, like, it was like a long monologue. On, you called it basically free money DraftKings is giving away on this daily special. Like, you had found basically a free square on the DraftKings app, daily special, NHL goals per game. Now, it's been 3 weeks since. You've not given out that bet since. You've not talked about it. Did they stop posting it? Did you break the algorithm? Like, where do we stand with the NHL special daily goals on DraftKings?
Yeah, so I hadn't seen it very often. So they must just post it whenever they decide they want to. Fun fact. It's posted today.
There's four
games today: Hurricanes, Panthers, Penguins, Capitals, Canucks, Canadians, Wild, Ducks. And the total that they have listed is 26.5 goals. So for you non-math nerds out there, that's just shy of 7 goals per game.
That seems high.
Exactly. But again, the scoring has been up. Like, it's been pretty high overall across the NHL. But the thing to note here is that a couple of these teams are coming off a back-to-back, in particular teams like the Capitals and the Canucks. And so right off the rip, it's like, okay, I want the under in those games.
Yeah.
Because I would expect the under in those games because they're coming off a back-to-back.
Okay.
So immediately I'm looking at this daily special. I'm like, so two of the games that I think are going to go under 6.5 as it is, I want the under on the daily total.
Boom.
Under 26.5 total daily goals. Give it to me. Minus 115 right now. Lock that in. I want that all day.
And you feel confident there's at least two games you want the under on. So that's what led you to that.
Yeah, so like I would lean under on two of those games already anyways because of teams coming off of games that they just played last night. Oh, and the Canadians played last night. I completely missed that. So the Canucks and the Canadians played. The Canadians play in low-scoring games regardless, and so now they're coming off of a game they just played last night against a team that just played last night. That's going to be a low-scoring game as it is. Penguins-Capitals probably won't be a very high-scoring game either. The Capitals just had came off a game where that score was pretty high. That's going to come down a little bit as well. The Wild Ducks game, the Wild have been so weird for me this year. I just don't bet on their games. So they could go over or under. I'm not really sure. And then Carolina-Florida is going to be an absolute battle of two really good teams, which always screams to me under. So like three of these games, my first inclination is lean under. That's why daily special, I think we absolutely go under 26.5 here.
I was looking for something to pair with the Celtics team total, and there I have it. See if they'll let me do that when I get to the great state of New Hampshire later, when I go quote-unquote shopping. And place my bets for tonight. No football tonight that I'm locked into. We got Panthers and Falcons tomorrow in an absolute throwdown. I cannot wait for those two teams. When you have two NFC South teams not named the Saints or Bucks playing Shime, you can't drag me from the TV. Oh, will you be able to watch that on the plane flight out? Vegas?
If they allow me to, because it's on Amazon Prime. So, I mean, I'll have to stream it somehow.
Another workaround, another life hack you found for us that
stream it on Twitch.
You can get it on Twitch for free. So if you buy the Wi-Fi, you're watching the game.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I just need the Wi-Fi. That's fair.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Shime goes to Vegas. Shime's Vegas adventure.
We have a reservation for like 10 at like some steakhouse in Vegas, too. It's gonna be a time. I'm excited.
Yeah, that was – I got the shell shock was the food price. I think Ben and I and my buddy Mike, and we went to and I'll forget the name of it now. It's a popular steakhouse in Vegas, and it was. We just sat down, looked at the menu, like, yeah, we're just doing apps and drinks. We literally couldn't afford the steak.
Holy.
It was wild, but it's well worth it. I can't wait for your stories next week. Tales of debauchery, tales of gambling, tales of not sleeping. You're not working Monday morning, are you?
No, I'm not working again until Tuesday.
Thank God.
I have Friday and Monday off.
Thank God, which I'm sure no one will sass you about on your
show. Oh, they already did yesterday.
It's called flex time, idiots. You got to use it.
Exactly.
Let's go.
What's it there for? I mean, and this has been planned out for months, so, you know, it's not nothing new.
I can't wait.
I told Ken about it over the summer.
All right. The one thing I may do is Venmo you some money because they did a couple of the books posted Kentucky Derby future odds.
So I may
Venmo you some money for a couple of small pizza bets on some
okay.
long shots.
I got you.
For the Kentucky Derby. Meanwhile, subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. I'll tweet it out in a little bit, but you have Vegas suggestions for Chris Schein, BetQL Boston on Twitter, BetQL Boston on Twitter. What else for the people, Chris Schein? Oh, so we figured out our schedule. We'll do our normal podcast tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, Bruins Bets, and Vegas. Friday, you're going to get up early. You're promising to get up early, which, again, I'm not holding you to this. If you decide you can't do it, we'll figure it out. Like, we can't reach you. I know your show is famous for having to call the hotel room to wake people up to get down to events. So if we have to do that, let us know the hotel you're at. And if you need to sleep in, we can figure out some audible. But Chime has agreed to get up at 7:30 Vegas time and do our 40-minute picks and props podcast on Friday morning.
Yes, I have. And I will be there.
You're sure?
Oh, I can guarantee it. I will be awake. But I'm gonna wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning Vegas time. Mm. I'm so used to getting up at 3 a.m. Massachusetts time.
Here's the issue. You're getting there late, and there's like right when you get out into the terminal, there's bars and there's slot machines.
Oh yeah.
Then you get in the car and the Uber drivers are like, they got drinks in the car ready for you, Shime. They're like, oh, you look an IPA guy. I got this special IPA from Vegas. Like, this is the best intentions get thrown out the window in Vegas. You'll find out.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I'm not going to – there'll be zero annoyance on my part.
Okay.
If you're like, hey, can we do it like an hour later?
Gotcha.
I'm just saying. If it gets past noon, we're in trouble. But you line up a producer. Our buddy Coop de Leon is willing to step in and help us out. So
sure
that's the schedule, and then nothing on the weekend because Shime is going to be at a wedding. And then the day after, forget the brunch you had the day after a wedding. No. Meet me in the sports book at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Actually,
no.
You have a 6 o'clock kickoff.
I know.
6:30 kick.
Yeah, we'll miss
and
that.
And it's a game you're betting. You're betting that game on Sunday. I know you're betting the Seahawks.
Oh, 100%. I am going to be fully invested in the game because I'll find a way to watch it on my phone and I'll get up in the morning and watch it. But I can't guarantee that we'll get to the sports book in time to watch the actual game.
All right. Subscribe, rate, and review. Help us out. BetQL Boston for Vegas suggestions for Chris Scheim. Excellent stuff, Scheim. Now I'm going to live vicariously through you. I'll be home with the kids all weekend. Wife's got a night out with the girls, and I'll be like, I wonder what Scheim's up to right now.
Shoot me a text. I'll send you a picture.
Hey, man, what's up? You up, bro?
Well, so with some of the money that I've won the last couple weeks because I've done so well on my picks, I set aside a cool 100. I'm going to walk up to the roulette table. I'm going to place it on the color of my choice. And if we double up, that money goes to charity. I said so on the show today. So
good for you.
Yep. In honor of my guy, Vietnam Dick, who's a massive fan of the Greg Hill Show. I can't be at their lunch for heroes on Friday for Veterans Day. So instead, if we win in roulette, that money goes to Dick's charity of choice. So.
Oh, that is awesome. All right, so I missed the back part of it. Did you decide which color you're betting on?
I did, but people have their opinions. I'm going to go red. But we'll see.
Okay. Well, I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning for a full Thursday podcast and then Friday live from Vegas Scheim. Excellent job by you.
Thanks, Buck. Can't wait.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.